Good Chodesh, everybody. A good Sunday, otherwise known as Shabbos Sheni Shalgolius. Get it?
Funny.
No? Shabbos Sheni Shalgolius? All right, where are we holding? Mem Bezim and Aleph. Okay, we're discussing when could you no longer eat because things have been removed from the table and you've already been Mesich Das. You've already concluded that the meal is over, and therefore, if you would eat, you need another bracha. So the Gemara tells us a story about Rava and Rav Zeira. Is that we're up to? We did that story, right? No, we did that story, correct? We're up to Amarav. Harogil b'shemen, one who normally washes his hands with oil after he eats. Now again, that sounds weird, but it's not. It's like, you know, Purell, right? Today we have Purell. So shemen me'akvo. Then even if he finished his whole meal, and even if all the food has been removed, the entire time he has not cleaned his hands with oil, he can continue eating without a bracha. When I was in the home of Rav Mishcha, like us who normally have oil, Mishcha me'akva lon. The oil holds us back from eating, and therefore we can't go back once the oil has been brought out. But kolzman, the oil has not been brought out, not a problem. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now clarifies what's the maskana halacha. The halacha does not follow any of the teachings we just taught. It's not about the Gemara Suda. It's not totally, it's not dependent upon the removal of the bread, not the oil. There are three times that the din, they have to do things in a very hurried way, without a break between them. We had one of them this year already. Number one, we didn't. Tekef l'smicha shchita, that the obligation to shech the korban takes place immediately after you have done the smicha, when you push the animal's head. You must do the shchita immediately. Tekef l'geula tefila, right after the geula, go al Yisrael. Then you have to daven Shemona Esther without an interruption. And tekef l'netilas yadayim, and right after you do the Tilas Adayim of Mayim Achronim, that's when the obligation is to bench. And therefore you can't have anything between the Natila of the Mayim Achronim and benching. Does everybody do Mayim Achronim? Depends who you ask. The Gemara in... I don't remember. Says, Mayim Achronim Chova. Mayim Achronim is an obligation. Sounds pretty intense. Tosu says, Chova Zerushus. What does Chova mean? It means optional. Depends who you ask. You have to ask your like local. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch Yu says, Mayim Achronim Chova. Mr. Baruch says, Chova means Rishus. So you have this, I don't understand why. To me, Chova is a Chova, but people say it's a Rishus. I mean, bigger people than I, Tosu, etc. So you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi as to whether or not you have to do Mayim Achronim. But the moment you do Mayim Achronim, you're no longer allowed to continue eating. Matter of fact, that you see very often that as they pass around during Shir HaMalas, people doing Mayim Achronim, they don't talk anymore after that because they want to make sure there's a tekef, there's no gap between the washing of the hands and the bracha. Am Rabaye, Zok Tehele Gabaye, Af anu nemar. We also say the same thing. Tekef l'tamidei chachamim, bracha. One is makriv to a talmid chacham, and he's there. Immediately afterwards, he should get a. He's going to have a bracha. Now what's the right to the shenemar? Because it says to the children of Yaakov after they begged Yaakov to return to the land. It says, "Vayavacheni Hashem bechlalech. You have blessed us because of you." Right. That Yaakov is the cause. If you want from here, Shenemar, because it says vis-a-vis Potiphar, that all of the place of Potiphar, the home of Potiphar, was blessed, because it's Vayivarech Hashem, as Beis HaMisri, the home of the Egyptian was blessed. Why? What's the next two words of the Pasuk? Biglal Yosef, because of the Heilige Yosef at Tzaddik, that's why. Okay. Now, at the time of the Mishnah, the Minhag of the Bnei Adam was to drink during the meal a glazel, a cup of wine, and to eat a little bit of parparos, okay? Parparos, like delicacies of sorts. That used to be the minhag that they used to have, okay? Those were called parparos, okay? like fish, etc., before the meal. That used to be the minhag back in the day. So the shaila is like this. How many times do you have to make a bracha for these parparos, etc., that they're there to increase? They're not there to sustain you. They're there to open up your stomach, to increase your desire for eating. Okay? So let's see. Beirech al yayin shlifnei hamazon, you made a bracha on wine before the meal, says the Mishnah, pater si yayin shalachar hamazon. That's going to exempt, you don't have to make another bracha on wine after you already washed. We see this all the time. Where do we see this? Kiddush. Kiddush you make before amotzi. And then you don't have to have another cup of wine, you don't have to make another bracha. Now you might have to make a different bracha, that of Tov Beitiv, but that's a whole different shalom, not for now. Let's say you make a bracha on these parperis that come before the seuda, for example, pagriot, right, or dagim, or fish of sorts. So parters are parperis la'achar mazon. That's going to exempt you from making a bracha on the parperis that they bring after the meal has already begun, like, for example, rolls, etc. So berech ala pas, if you made a bracha ha'motzi, that's also going to parters are parperis, that's also going to exempt you from the parperis. But if you made a bracha ala parperis, loy pater es hapas. That's not going to exempt you from making a bracha on the bread. The bread is going to require its own independent bracha. Beishamay omrim beishamay zot. Af, it's not even going to exempt you. Af loy maisa kadera. A tavshil that was made from broken wheat, which is called like oatmeal of sorts, that Beishamay says this mysterious statement. Af lo maisa kadera. Why is my telling you it's a mysterious statement and not explaining it to you? Because the Gemara is going to ask, what does that statement apply to? So I don't want to ruin the ending for you in the Gemara. Just know it's mysterious. I am not fully explaining it. That's okay. Because the Gemara is going to ask that question, how to understand it. And I don't want to ruin the ending for you. Okay, let's say Yoshin, you're sitting in a chabura where everybody ate together, but without a seba. In the olden days, they used to, like, that was a real kfiyas of a meal, it was a seba, right? So, kol achad mevarech la'atzmo. Everybody has to make its own independent bracha. Shoyin ganot. But if they were a seba, but let's say they all lean together, etc., in order to eat and drink together, echad, one guy, mevarech l'kulan, he can make a bracha for each and every one of them, birkas hamazon. Okay? Balem yayin b'soch hamazon, comes wine within the meal. Everybody has to make their own independent bracha, and one guy cannot make a bracha to exempt the other guy. But if they bring to them wine, after hamazon, after the meal has already begun, before birkas hamazon, right? Then echad mevarech l'kula, one person can make a bracha for everybody. Okay, v'hu omer, and he makes. Let's say v'hu omer, he's making a bracha of borech atzei besamim, right on reach al mugmar. On the mugmar, which is, they used to take like some wood, and they used to burn it with like spicy wood, and burn it, and then would it cause an aroma in the house, right? So ala mugmar, that comes from the fire of the atzei besamim, to make a pleasant smell, afal pish emavin, it's a mugmar ela achas uda, even though they used to bring the mugmar after birkas hamazon, and has nothing to do with the meal whatsoever, nevertheless, one who makes a bracha on the wine, at the end of the meal, he could be zeichet to this bracha, because since he began with brachas, he can continue and make a bracha on the mugmar as well. So one person makes a bracha on the mugmar. Okay, a little confusing Mishnah, but the Gemara will explain most of the Mishnah. So let's continue in the Gemara. The Mishnah taught us that berech la'yayil lefnei hamazon, if you make a bracha on the wine prior to you eating, then that will exempt the wine after you began eating. And the Gemara is going to explain this din. Amrav Chanam Rabbi Yochanan Loishar, we only learn this din. Ela b'Shabbosus v'yamim tovim. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hoil, why Adam Koveis Udos ala Yayin? Since a person establishes a meal on the wine, and his das is to sit and to drink wine at the conclusion of the Suda before Berakas Hamazon, therefore he makes a bracha on wine before the Suda, his das is on the wine after the Suda begins. Aval! The other days of the year, namely on a Stam Tuesday, a person does not establish a meal on wine. Mivarech al kol kos v'kos. He must make a bracha on each and every cup of wine, because it's as if he has decided, he has changed his mind. When he drank the first wine, he never had his das on the second cup. And therefore, he drinks the second cup of wine. It's kilu what? He has drank, he has changed and come back to drink the second cup of wine. It Mernami is stated as well. We only learned this din when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And when a time when a person leaves the Shvitz, or when a person lets blood, because then the nature is a person establishes his meal on wine. But the rest of the year, stam on a Tuesday, mevarich al kol kos v'kos. You have to make a bracha on each and every cup, because if you switch your mind and come back,
yeah. Was hakezis dam referring to meal?
No, hakezis dam. In the old days, they used to think it was a very healthy thing to let blood. Like, you know, they thought it was like getting rid of the bad blood, and then you know let it grow back, so to speak. So hakezis dam is known as some sort of medicinal zach. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Bar Mari Yikla Lebei Rabbi Bechol. One time Rabbi Mari visited the house of Rabbi on the weekday. Chazi Debarach Lefnei HaMazon. He saw he made a bracha before he banged. Vahad Debarach Lachar HaMazon. Then he made another bracha after the Suda. Amar Lei. Yishar. You did beautifully. Because it was during the week and you never had in mind to have the second kites. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yishub Ben Levi. So too Rabbi Yishub Ben Levi did the same thing. The Gemara now brings another Maisa that's going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yishub Ben Levi. Rabbi Yishub Ben Yosef Yikla Lebei Abayi B'Yom Tov. He went to his house in Yom Tov. Chazi de Baruch HaKol Kasa VeKasa. But this time he made a brach on each and every coast. But didn't we say on Yom Tov, you don't? So says the Gemara, Amalei, Lo Shev Lamar Dehav De Bishub Ben Levi. Didn't you understand like a Bishub Ben Levi, who says that on Yom Tov a person does not have to make an additional bracha? Amalei, Nimloch Ana. I have changed, I have, each and every coast, I have thought that I wasn't going to continue making another bracha. Therefore, when this cup came, I had no das on it, and therefore I'm obligated to make a new bracha. The Gemara is stopping the following. If wine came to them during the meal, and you made a bracha bari priyagafin, is that going to exempt you from making a bari priyagafin on the wine that comes after the meal before birkas hamazon? Says the Gemara, im tim salaymer, if you say that we answer the suffix that Berech al Yayin Shlefnei HaMazon Potter as a Yayin Shlachar HaMazon, that you do not have to make a bracha after the meal. Mishum, Zezel Lishtos, Vezel Lishtos. That's because both of them are coming to be drunken. To be drank, I should say. Aval Hacha, but here by our din of Berech al Yayin within the meal, Zezel Lishtos, where yeah, the one coming after the meal is coming to be drank. Vezel, and the one coming before the meal is not coming to be drank, but rather lishros is rather coming to like have a place for the food to land, right? To soak in the food, so to speak. Maybe there, lo, maybe there that would not exempt the wine after the meal. Says the Gemara, Odilma loy shna. Or perhaps there's no difference. Okay, comes along Rav, and Rav explains the machlekes in this. Rav Amar Poter. Rav says the first one does exempt, even though it's only coming to Lishros. And Rav Kahan Amar Eino Poter. It does not exempt that which is going to make after. You have to make another bracha. Rav Nachman Amar Poter. Rav Sheshim Amar Eino Poter. Rav Huna Amar Rav Yehuda Avachol Tamid the Rebbe Amrei Eino Poter. Okay, we're going to stop over here. And the Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Hopefully somebody will continue tomorrow, because I have an Ois Bris Kaidish tomorrow. I'll keep you posted. I'm sure somebody will be here tomorrow.